Batman! Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. Broadcasting, as always, on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, podcasting at comicbookdaily.com, getthepointradio.com, CNN, BBC, a whole bunch of other places. I'm
Al Jazeera.
Sure. Al Jazeera. Al Jarreau. I am Walter Duralia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College, and you're listening to Comic Culture with... produced by our young Shecky Feldstein.
I love that. Seamless. With
and
produced by Shecky Feldstein.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. And unlike you guys, I know I'm tone deaf, so I will never be chiming in on the intros.
Batman!
That's
right.
Good. I think that's
we're
like
great.
Silk.
You know,
we're
don't,
you guys should put out an album.
Don't listen to him. We're great.
Silky Lauman.
Who? So I think I saw a movie with her once.
Is that a her?
Oh, I don't know.
That was a lingerie line.
Oh, wasn't it? Okay. All right. Listen, we are here to talk about comic. How are you doing today, Walt? Are you good?
I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Yeah?
I'm ready for this show because we're going to talk about comic books.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And who doesn't get pumped getting ready to talk about comic books?
You know,
I want to
pump you up
to talk about comic books.
Yeah. Listen to me now and hear me later.
Hear me later.
All right, you know what? Well, let's start right with it. We're going
riff
to
it.
Riff it.
Right with it.
Right with it. We're going to start talking about comics. Every show, we like to start with New This Week. Shecky, do we have a sponsor for New This Week?
You know we do, Chris. New This Week brought to you by leaked superhero movie trailers. Because if it didn't get leaked on a Saturday, then you'd have to wait until the Monday. Oh, the humanity.
Oh, so true.
Yeah. You know, Shecky, you were telling me earlier that apparently there was some sort of big TV show that had some episodes leaked or something like that. What was that all about?
Oh, I believe that was something called a Game of Thorns.
Game of Thorns.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Shecky's been hanging around me too long.
Yeah. Apparently, some episodes got leaked.
Yeah, I think
like
they it's an HBO series. It's pretty popular. I'm pretty sure everyone out there knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, well, anyway, for all those out there who do know, the first four, I think, episodes got leaked, and they said it's, you know, one of the biggest, most downloaded, you know, per people in the world or whatever,
right.
Of downloading of, like, a leak of some
you
kind.
Know. When something's the most downloaded per people
per
in the
people.
World,
yeah.
You know you're talking about serious
apparently
business.
Apparently, I'm the one with the speech impediment.
I don't care enough about the exact stat, but I do care about how HBO is cracking the whip and that...
Crack that whip!
I guess there was some sort of encrypted tracking, you know, byte, or again, I'm not a computer guy either.
Tracking bytes.
I don't even know what I'm good at. It's not speaking. It's not knowing information, and it's not computers.
I thought this was going to take about
4 seconds.
What I do know is that HBO is cracking the whip, and they're tracking how many people downloaded it, and they're starting to send some stern emails, and they're going to decide what to do when all of the dust settles in another few weeks or so.
Yeah, because this has to stop.
And decide
right now.
If there's
stern
action
email.
To be taken. So
stern email.
This is the first of where people are starting to actually track their downloads that are legally made outside of you know the studio who released them, and you could end up maybe in the next, probably not right away, but in the next couple years. Maybe some people start getting fines for illegally downloading a whole bunch of films and stuff. I don't know.
I think that should happen.
Yeah. That should happen.
I think
I agree.
That if something's made and somebody spent money on making it, I think you should pay for it to consume it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as
that. I agree. Yep. I agree. All right.
So, wow. That was a mood killer, wasn't it?
Really?
What? Wasn't meant
you know
to be. Wasn't
you know
meant
what?
To be.
Let's talk about comic books.
Let's
that's what
that always
for.
Brightens the atmosphere in here.
Okay, and you did give us the sponsor, right?
Oh, I did.
I fell asleep for a minute there.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's, in case you're new to the show, we like to talk about New This Week and all those wonderful myriad of different comics that are coming out to your newsstands every Wednesday. So I only have five today. You normally
just
have about,
five?
I know. I only have about 30, but.
Whoa.
I only have five today. So my first one I want to talk about
here.
Hope
it doesn't feel like you have 30.
I know. It's so true.
Go.
Go. Don't rush me. This is like, it's a craft. It takes time.
Right. You can't rush greatness.
Can't rush greatness. Speaking of greatness, Amazing X-Men number 19 by Christopher Yost and Jorge Fornes. This has come out and... this is the story of Colossus and Juggernaut, and it's a very exciting book. I love the artwork in this book. I love there's like a what do you call it? It looks like a, it's meant to be like an old timey kind of comic to begin with. I don't want to give too much away, but it's really, really a nice looking book.
All right. That is The Amazing X-Men number 19, available at your local comic book shop today.
And it's a good looking book.
I said nice looking book.
Oh, is there
a difference? I changed it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know why you do
thing. You pulled that one too soon because I guarantee you, you know, fourth book in, he had to.
I jumped aggressively.
Yeah, you jumped too quickly there. Okay, I got to talk about this. So, Convergence, number three by DC has come out.
I'm still trying to figure out number one.
You know what? Okay, I've read them all so far. I've read the first three. So from my understanding, I don't want to talk – I don't want to give too much away, but Brainiac is basically taken over – well, sort of, I don't know, overseeing all this Convergence thing.
Yeah.
And all the different timelines of all the different DC universes are starting to be plucked from their different timelines. And all these different cities are now appearing, and now there's giant battles waging. It's a very, very confusing book.
Nice.
You know, I have.
Is it one of those Grant Morrison type confusing where it's all going to come together at the very end?
I hope so. Yeah. But you know what the problem is? There are so many different characters that I've never seen before.
Uh-huh.
There is, like, there's a. There's like not just from Earth 2, but from all these different Earths I've never heard of. And unless you're really, really familiar, like you've read a lot of DC comics, and I've read a lot, but I mean like way more than I ever have, it's going to be hard for you to kind of follow this storyline. A good friend of mine, he is a diehard DC fan, and even he's having a rough go at figuring out what's happening here because there's so many different DC timelines that are coming together. And for the most part, nobody really knows what's happening. And I think there's a problem with the storytelling where it doesn't explain who each of these are, each of these characters are, while you're reading it. So it doesn't say, like, this is the Flash from Earth 2, or this is the Batman from, you know, Batman Gotham by Gaslight, or whatever. It doesn't really talk about that stuff, so it's hard to kind of follow along unless you're, like, a guru of the DC universe. And I'm reading it, but I'm not enjoying it.
Ah. That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Hey, Convergence number 3, available at your local comic book shop today. Check that out.
Speaking of enjoying things, you know what I am enjoying?
Oh, boy, Chris. It's PG-13 today.
Well, easy. I'm just talking about comic books here. Just talking about comics.
No, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
So I am enjoying Marvel's new Star Wars book.
Oh,
this is the
nice
one by Jason Aaron and John Cassidy. I love the storytelling. I love the art. The John Cassidy obviously has a really nice knack for being true to the characters and drawing the characters as lifelike as he can from the movies, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I love the artwork. I love everything about it. It's a great book.
And it's true to the characters as they were that we remember them.
Yeah.
Episodes 4 through 6, you know, age. I mean, now they've aged a lot more for the episode 7, like the new film that's going to be coming out, obviously.
Yep.
You know, they've aged. But it brings us back into the days of the original Star Wars, and it's good because between the three, the Leia, the Vader, and the Star Wars I've actually started reading some comics because, you know what, it's a property that I related to when I was a kid, you know, everyone loved, and that has pulled me into reading comics.
Yeah, no, it's
pulled
them.
It's got them.
Pulled them.
Right back in.
Pulled me back in.
All right, I have to tell the people that Star Wars number 4 is available at your local comic book shop.
Yeah, no, it's a really good book. I'm really enjoying that Star Wars book. Next up, we've got Amazing Spider-Man number 17.1.
Oh, well, hold on. Did they do the point one again?
Yeah.
17.1.
I don't get.
How many issues have had a decimal in there?
What's the point one mean again?
No. I don't know.
It's the first upgrade or something. It's the first rendition. I don't know.
So, okay, so this is Spiral. Okay, the storyline is called Spiral. And so this is Amazing Spider-Man Spiral Part 2. So Part 1 was in a previous issue of one of these Spider-Man titles.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you have to get all the different points and everything in order to figure out what's happening.
Is it like air miles points?
Yeah, I wish it was like that.
No? Frequent flyer, you're a Spidey frequent flyer. Just a thought. Is it where, let's say, some of these elongated story arcs that are like, you know, of five series or something like that, you know, like one shots, but they're not, they're like enough five. Is that when they go into the tangent of the points then? So at 17, they just decided, you know, they're going to do a five part. Some sort of story, weird thing. So then it's like 17.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5.
Yeah.
Then when it's done, they go on to 18.
Well, sometimes.
Is it something?
Sometimes they do that.
Sometimes You know, only if it's the third Saturday of the month, yeah. And then
pretty
you know.
Much,
sometimes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sometimes
it's kind of like
when we touch.
It's kind of like whenever they feel like it.
Hey, Shecky, you know, note to self: don't ask us questions that we have no clue how to answer because then we look stupid.
No, but he's, you know, the answer
to
is
my life.
The answer is really sometimes that's what they yeah. they do it. Sometimes they don't. But anyway, this one, you know, I do really like the cover on this one by Art Adams. It's got Tombstone on it. Sorry, not Tombstone. Hammerhead.
Tomb Raider.
No, wait. I think I was right the first time. It is Tombstone. Yeah, sorry, it is Tombstone.
Right. So, oh, yeah. Tombstone.
Never second guess yourself, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Amazing Spider-Man 17.1.
Yes.
Spiral Part 2 is available at your local comic book shop.
Okay. The next book I want to talk about here. Now, these are by a couple of good Ontario kids.
Good Ontario kids.
Chip Zdarsky and Kagan McLeod.
Ah.
And they have their new book, Captara. I hope I'm saying that right.
I'm sure you are.
And this is a science fiction comic. And
is it a science fiction thriller?
It is a science fiction thriller.
Action adventure thriller.
It's great. It's great. This is the first big work that I have seen from Kagan McLeod since he did Infinite Kung Fu, that giant, massive graphic novel that he did a couple years ago. And I'm sure he's done other stuff since then. This is the first one that really has caught my eye. And Chip Zdarsky and Kagan McLeod, it's a great book. I love it. I love the art. I love everything about it.
Hey, listen, I get to plug this because Chip Zdarsky and Kagan McLeod are signing today at the Big B Comic Shop in Hamilton on Upper James. They're there from 10 till 5. So if you're hearing this and you're in the Hamilton area, don't run red lights or anything like that. Heaven forbid you do that, right? But head on up to Big B and on Upper James and go see Chip and Kagan and say and you walk up to them and you say, Hey, guy.
Hey, you guy.
Hey, you guy. The only reason I'm here is because Chris, Walt, and Shecky, they told me to come here. Well, what are you guys all about? Apparently, you guys are something.
Apparently, you guys know something or somebody.
Yeah. So go out and check out Captara, number one, at your local comic book shop.
Nice. Right. Now, Walt, every week you also like to enlighten us with a book that you think people might consider investing in. What do you
Chris,
got for
I get
this
emails
week?
Every week from all corners of the world.
Really?
Saying, Walt, I have an extra mil. You know, how do I make it 2 mil in comics? And usually I come through for them.
Yeah. Well,
but,
yeah.
And so every week I like to do, I like to pick a comic that you should waltz into your local comic book shop full of confidence, full of swagger.
Right.
You know, walk in like you own the place.
Yeah. Right?
And say, hey, this week I want you to say, hey.
Hey.
Where are all your all-new X-Men number 40s?
Right.
Because I want to buy all of them.
Now, why would they want to do? Why would anybody want to buy that comic?
That I'm not too sure about. But
okay.
I
thought that was the whole point of this.
Oh, right. You know what? See, I haven't perfected the bit yet.
Oh, right.
You know why? He's a little off because I actually suggested this book to him today. I don't know if
you
know this.
The cat is in the bag.
But he's got
out
an informant.
Out of the bag?
Out of the bag.
The cat is out of the
bag. I
don't
know. Where do you like to put it? I'll be in wherever you tell me.
You know, I got a story.
I wish the cat was
Do you know where that phrase came from?
No.
Cat out of the bag?
No.
You know, one day you and I will have a long drink together.
I got a great cat, a guy trying to throw the cat away joke.
I don't know if I want to hear that.
Okay.
Nah.
All right.
No, but the old cat, the cat out of the bag refers to the cat of nine tails and the days of pirate ships.
Nice.
But, you know, but that's another story.
Sure is. My punchline, by the way, to my joke is, hello, honey?
Yeah.
Is the cat home? Can I talk to him for a minute? That was my punchline.
Nice.
I need the context.
This all new X-Men is important because, well, you know what? You know, since Shecky stole my thunder, Shecky, why don't you tell us why this book is a good investment? Thanks a lot for making me look good here.
I didn't take anything away.
No. Hey, heaven forbid.
I suggested it, and you said, I believe that this has some merit.
Yeah, but I forgot why you told me it's important again.
There's.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you should read it.
Something to do with Iceman.
Iceman, of course.
Iceman.
So it's a big reveal. So spoiler alert.
He's got a new pair of shoes.
I think we should just do that for the rest of the show.
Hold on. Let me have some more water.
You guys are apparently professional singers releasing an album. That could be what the second hit right there.
Okay. I'm ready, Chris. Ready?
Sorry.
All right, stop.
Second hit by Professor Owen and Dr. Walt. Traffic jam.
Listen, I don't want to get Mel Taylor all upset. But I'm laughing too loud here. Where the hell was I? Yeah. So apparently, is it Iceman?
Iceman.
Yeah. Iceman comes out as the gay.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gay. He's the gay. So,
wait.
He doesn't come out. But what happens is Jean Grey, using her super...
Her telepathic powers?
Yeah, her ESPN, she sees into his mind.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, and reveals...
and she figures that he's gay?
We're not going to spoil exactly how it happens or the context, because that should still be read and enjoyed.
So the dilemma was, when I picked this, is like, okay...
Should you give Shecky the
no?
The
should
nod?
He get any credit?
Yeah. Dilemma was when I picked this is like, should I pick this? The question was: is gay characters in comics a thing anymore?
Is it relevant?
Yeah, well, I mean, who cares? Right?
It's like the Miles Morales and the
North Star.
The North Star. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, everything's cool.
Yeah,
everything is cool. Like your creed, your sexual orientation, it doesn't matter. Like,
so is it a big deal anymore?
Yeah, is it a big deal anymore? Yeah. I don't think it is.
But I would say more for this one, it's something you didn't think at all was true. Okay, so now we're going to go into spoiler alerts, right?
Yeah.
So Iceman in the future is not coming off as gay, because doesn't he hook up with Rogue and they have their own thing, right?
What's up with that?
So... because I actually read it, so I'm reading now.
Yeah. Maybe he's bisexual.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No.
Yeah. No.
So what apparently happens is,
no.
This is the spoiler alert. Earmuffs. Okay. You know what? We're losing listeners by
the
second.
You're asking for it.
Okay.
You're asking for it.
So what he says is, in the future, maybe this might not be how it is or whatever, but Jean says, no, you are and always will be gay. She kind of comes down with the hammer.
But so wait, so she's telling him he's gay?
She's telling him, and he doesn't believe it?
It's kind of... Well, you know what? Eventually, you're going to have to read the book.
Okay.
I'm not going to paraphrase everything in it.
All right.
Okay, I don't know.
She's putting a definitive tone to it.
I think she's planting thoughts into his mind.
Well...
Right. But...
Yeah, that's possible.
It's interesting, though, and like most things, the thing with investing in comic book...
what did you become Russian? The thing with investing in comic book.
Yeah. Investing in the comic book is that the comic book needs a hook.
Ah, right.
And this one definitely has a hook. And
because it's going on a character that's already established for so long, that's why I'm asking you, Walt, right now, is that worth investing in?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. That's why I picked it, Shecky.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad.
You filled me in, so to speak. What was happening in the book.
You know what?
And I liked it. I liked the fact that something
you like getting
like this,
filled in.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it.
On books.
So I like it. I think it's a good investment.
I think you picked a great book this week.
Thank you.
All right. Let's,
I think it's time to move on.
Yeah, it really is.
So All New X-Men, number 40. Is my investment pick of the week.
All right, let's have a quick musical interlude here. Shecky, you got something lined up for us?
You know I do, Chris.
All right, let's hear what it is.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of...
of comic culture!
Comic culture! Dun, dun, dun!
You know what? You two imbeciles, that was actually good. That was pretty well timed and well done.
Thank you.
No, this one you get thumbs up. Now you're balanced.
Finally.
You're the yin to the early intros yang.
Hey, Walt, we finally get the thumbs up from Shecky.
From the Shecky.
Yeah. I know you've been aiming for that the
entire
day. Boy,
have we ever.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Now is the part of the show where we talk about, do we have any spots? Do we have any mail or anything like that? No.
Hey, I got an email.
Did you really?
Oh, I got it. It's kind of not a mailbag, but okay. It's an email.
All right, well, let's talk about it.
And I'll tell you what the sponsor is for wherever emails you've been getting.
Yeah.
So, whatever this email segment that Walt's coming up with today is brought to you by Leaked TV Series, because there's no better way to feel the thrill of being a supervillain without illegally downloading your favorite heroes.
That is true. Very
true. Hate leaks.
Yeah, I know. I don't like leaks either.
Leaks are terrible.
You need to get some Depends.
Tens are good, too. I get an email from an old buddy. A buddy named Gene. Hmm. Remember, you know Gene.
Gene, the dancing machine.
The dancing machine, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. So, Gene, you know, like, I remember I was in the hospital like 30 years ago, whatever it was. Yeah. And my buddy Gene came to visit me.
Oh, that's nice of him.
And he knew I collected comics.
Yep.
And so he brought me two comics.
Oh, what did he bring you? Do you remember?
Well, let me get to the
thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's like Gene, because now Gene realizes that I'm a comic book guru.
Well, that is true,
You know, worldwide importance.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, Walt, hey, remember those comics that I gave to you on your deathbed?
Did he ask for them back?
Yeah, he goes, you know, do you still have them? I remember one of them was like a Spidey number one. And I forget what the other one. I think it was a Sergeant Fury one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I replied, Gene, of course I do. Thank you very much. I still have them.
Nice.
And I did not use them and sell them in any way.
Oh, that's
when
very
they
nice
became
of you.
Worth thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Right. Now, but it
so
wasn't.
I told them I sold them well before they exploded in price.
Now, so, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
so
good. That's
I mean, hopefully Gene's not listening. But
now this was wasn't this was not an amazing Spider-Man number one.
Well, you know what? I don't really want to talk about it right now. I just wanted to acknowledge that Gene did.
So you're getting emails about comics.
Yeah, I'm getting emails about comics.
Nice.
And I'm not sure. Tell you the truth, I'm not sure if he was fishing.
Right.
To
right,
see,
right.
You know, what I did with the comics, whether I still had them, whether he can take them back.
Yeah, yeah. Is that allowed?
Huh?
Like, is that allowed?
So. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
I think there's got to be some sort of statute of limitations on time there.
Yeah,
like,
I think
you know,
you're right.
You know, 30 years ago, like that's pretty far.
But they were lent for the purpose of sustaining this young Walter.
Were they lent or given?
They were given.
I'm sure he'll argue to lent.
They were given for me. In all honesty, I just wanted to give a shout out to my buddy Gene, who did email me and contacted me and said, and there were actually a couple old classics.
Oh, very nice.
But they were old. He found it at a garage sale, and he brought them to me. I thought that was a great gesture at
Excellent.
The time.
I love it.
And I wanted on air to say, hey, yo, Gene, thanks so much, homie.
Very nice. Very nice. Don't
remembering that time.
Don't ever say homie again.
No.
Please.
Why not?
It just sounds really awkward.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And I'm sure after that last email you said, please never email me asking for these again. I've already got a cease and desist out in your name.
You know, but you know what?
Leave me alone there.
But you know what? You bring up a great point.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Being a comic collector, especially when you're a kid, and when people know that you're a comic collector, it seems like, you know, just like your friend Gene did, maybe found them at a garage sale or something. That happened to me many times.
Right.
Not when I was in the hospital, but you know, hey, Chris, I found these comics. I know you like comics, and you're like, oh, thank you very much. And sometimes they're duds because you're like, oh man, I really didn't want this.
Hey, buddy, take these back. Bring me something good.
No, but sometimes, like, you know, when I was a kid, I wasn't really big on, like, say, I don't know, like, romantic comics and stuff like that, like the romance comics of the 70s. And they'd be given to you, oh, you like comics? And you're like, thanks. Didn't realize needed endless love comics, you know,
endless
or whatever.
Love.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to tell you something, Chris.
So true. Yeah. But you know what? For the most part, it's always a great gesture, and I always appreciate it, even
if
it wasn't something that I liked.
And you, if you know anybody that loves comics, up at the shop, you know what's popular, believe it or not?
What's that?
Up at the shop, I've had a couple times people come to me and say, hey, you know what? My kid's birthday is whatever. It's July 96.
Right, right.
Can I have the Spider-Man from July 96?
Yep.
I think that's so pretty neat. Cool. I love that, right? And then they'll get it framed or something like that. It's his favorite character from the month and year he was born.
Absolutely.
Or she was born.
That's actually really awesome.
Now,
I like that. Now, that's happened a couple times to me at the shop.
Here's my question for you about that, though. I do have a question for you about that. So back in the old days, you know, I don't look at the indicia a lot of comics these days. So
I like that word.
So the indicia,
a big word.
So the indicia of comics is when you look, you open up that front page. Well, it used to be the front page, and on the bottom it has all like the fine print,
small fine print.
Yeah. Typically, the week that it comes out or the month that it comes out isn't the same as the indicia that's on the inside of the cover.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if it came out, you know, in June or whatever, it might have a different date on the cover or something
like
that.
Like May?
Yeah.
Like it might be,
it'd
be before.
No, it would be after.
Would it be after?
Yeah, it would be a month or two after.
So which one do you get them?
No, you have to get them the cover, the cover date.
The one the cover date.
Date. Okay. Yeah, okay. Which is the same. The cover date and the indicia date is the same.
Right, but
it's
in
just the release date.
The release date. So let's say someone was, having a baby today. It's a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Do I go out and get a comic that came out today?
No.
Or do I wait for the one that?
Because.
Right?
Yeah, no. You don't. You don't. Honestly, you don't, because at that moment it matters.
Yeah.
But 15 years later, it won't matter. Okay. What will matter is the date.
The date that's on the
cover.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm Daredevil number one.
Yeah,
came out the month and year I was born.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay. Nice.
But it may have came out March.
Right.
But it has an April date.
Right.
So
you go by the April date.
You got to go by the April
date. Okay.
When water has flowed under the bridge, you got to go by the date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, so you know what gets a little, you know, intriguing for me, a little beyond. Let's say it's a kid that's 13 right now, and dad's got to do it in his Spidey.
Uh-huh.
Does he buy all 58 variant covers for the book?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes, he does. Yes. All right, listen. So speaking of comics, as we're known to do in this industry of
ours. Every now and then.
Walt, you know that I have... You know, very small, on a very small scale, like to buy original artwork every once in a
while. You are an original art connoisseur.
I like to think of myself as that. However, I've never had the kind of funds that I would like to buy the kind of artwork I would like.
Sure.
Because even back when I started, it was expensive.
Right.
And everyone's got to work within their means.
Exactly, And stuff that I used to buy for $20, $30 back in the day now sells for $500, $600. And when you go to a convention, you ask for a sketch from someone, that kind of thing. Now, I'm bringing this up because apparently original artwork is starting to explode even more so. There's a guy named Spencer Beck. Now, Spencer Beck is the president of the Artist's Choice, and that is a an agency for artists to sell their original artwork.
Yep.
And he has been representing artists for about 30 years now, including guys, more recent guys like David Finch and John Romita Jr. and Steve McNiven and blah blah blah. All the more recent guys. But he has now recently been selected for a new task. They have been selected to assist a well-funded group of collectors who are looking to buy high-quality classic artwork from the 1960s through to the 80s, and they've been given a budget of over $1 million.
Nice.
$1 million.
$1 million.
So my question to you is, so first of all, you know what, before I ask this question.
Uh-huh.
They're looking to buy artwork from the greats, of course, the greats of the comic book world. Uh-huh. And I've given you a list here of the people that they're looking to buy artwork people whose artwork it was for. Uh-huh. So Jack Kirby, Steve Ditko, Jim Steranko, Wally Wood, Nick Carty, Don Heck, John Romita, Frank Frazetta. And those are the guys from like the 60s and 50s. And then you
Barry Smith, John Buscema.
Yeah, like the list just goes on and on. Rich Buckler and
Bernie Wrightson.
Ernie Chan, Marshall Rogers, Frank Miller, George Perez, John Romita Jr., Alan Davis, Mike Zeck, as well as guys from today like Frank Cho and J. Scott Campbell, Mike Mignola.
McFarlane, Jim Lee.
Like the list goes on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
So my question to you is like... How do you go about purchasing the right artwork, and what do you do about it, and how do you, like, you know, $1 million, like, there's a, it seems like there's a lot of artwork, and so does this mean that this whole art industry is continuing to grow?
I think it is. I think it will continue to grow even more. And I don't know how to break it to these guys, the Spencer Davis group there.
Yep.
Is $1 million ain't going to buy you much. If you're talking about Kirby, Ditko, Steranko,
yeah.
Frazetta.
Wood.
Wood, Romita.
Frazetta, that could
be one.
Forget
it. Yeah, that
could
be
one
piece.
Right. Not even.
McFarlane. So it depends on their parameters, right? If they want iconic images and covers and stuff, I mean, you know, a Frank Miller piece will go for $500,000, right? A McFarlane cover can go for hundreds of thousands.
John Romita Sr. cover can go for thousands.
Yeah, like tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
They might
be
more talking about investing in a larger volume that might be currently undervalued. You know,
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I don't know here is what they're. But the thing, though, is it's you're wrong in a bit in a way, Shecky, in a sense that the comic art collecting community as of right now is a very savvy collecting community. It's you're not going to find undiscovered cool pages by Steranko. I mean, they are known, right? And they are sought after. I mean, you can buy the. You know, you can buy a 1978 Devil Dinosaur Jack Kirby page without the Devil Dinosaur on the page for, you know, $800 or something like that. But is that what these guys really want?
Right. No, they want the covers. They want
a Thor
pieces.
Splash from 1966 or something like that. So,
but
you know
what
to say.
But at the same,
I mean, Herb Trimpe's image of the last page of Hulk number 180.
Yeah.
Got $600,000.
Yes. So, you know, so $1 million. So they buy that and then a couple other pinups.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being facetious here.
Yeah.
But, you know, $1 million for a Frank Frazetta, would that even get a Frank Frazetta painting? $1 million?
Probably not. Like
probably
one
not.
Of
not,
the
not
Conan
today.
Paintings, the covers from the old books.
Yeah.
Was it Ace or?
I think so. Yeah.
You know, the Conan covers.
Conan
right?
covers, or like, you know, the cover to like the Death Dealer or just some of his like iconic paintings.
Frost Giant's Daughter.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, so you're looking at all of a sudden $1 million, it's not going to cut it. Mm-mm. Not for some of these guys.
But you can get great Bruner, Wrightson, Byrne, Marshall Rogers pieces. You can get great stuff from Perez, you know, Aparo, and guys like that. You can amass, you know, really nice pieces, but
what's interesting here is, so, you know, a lot of these guys that they mentioned, a lot of people that are passed away, you know, Carmine Infantino, Jack Kirby, you know, Nick Carty, and those Wally Wood, Kurt Swan, Frank Frazetta, all these guys are, you know, no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a lot of guys that they're mentioning here that are still here.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, so they can still buy a Terry Austin. They can still buy John Romita Jr. So
Frank Cho.
So are they just going to all of a sudden start buying up every piece that these guys draw?
That's what we don't have. We don't have the mandate. We don't have the plan. We don't have what these people are looking for in terms of what this art dealer is supposed to go out and get. But it's a great, interesting project.
Very interesting.
And I'd love to be Spencer. I got $1 million. I'm going
to go
shop
spend.
It.
Yeah, right. It'd be great.
Wow.
Anyways, I thought that was very interesting just to show the viability of the comic book market and the artistry of the comic book market.
Yeah.
So on a completely different note, I got to give props here. So
you're looking at me a lot right now, Chris. You going to say thanks to me?
Not even a little.
No.
I got to give props. You know, so every week I like to peruse the different websites that deal with comic books.
Yeah.
You know, I go to
as well as a few other types of websites
too that's
much.
Right. Yeah. I like to go to IMDb and all those film ones too.
Those film ones.
Film ones are great. Those clips they show.
Clips.
Are
I love
awesome.
Those clips. But you know what? I go to Comic Book Resources, Newsarama, and so I happen to be perusing Bleeding Cool.
Yeah.
And I happen to see, well, I got to give props here. Bleeding Cool did a story on your store.
Yes, I heard that yesterday.
So BleedingCool.com. Is it Bleeding Cool News or just Bleeding Cool?
BleedingCool.com.
BleedingCool.com did a story about Big B Comics here in Hamilton, Ontario, putting a twist on this year's free comic book day as the fact that they will be offering an extra 2 free comics to customers that are bringing in a non-perishable food donation to the store for the Hamilton Food Bank. Good on you, Walt.
Thank you so much. Good on you. Thank you. I'd like to accept this award.
There's no award.
No award?
No.
I talk like there's an award?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I would honestly like to accept this award on behalf of the Barry comic.
I just said there's no award.
Look.
Just let him do his acceptance. Yeah. He rehearsed this like 5 times.
I'd like to accept this award on behalf of Big B Barry.
Right.
And Alessandro Pilon, who is our manager at Big B Barry. Now, I'm sure, and also on behalf of, I'm going to say, the hundreds or maybe dozens, for sure dozens, of other comic shops around the world that do the same thing.
Right.
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 And it's great that Bleeding Cool picked up ours.
Yep.
But the great news is that Free Comic Book Day is coming up, and so many local comic book shops are going to do like-minded things,
yeah.
Like for charities, bring in a perishable
mm-hmm. yep,
food
yep,
thing,
yep.
And actually at our shops, our Barry store, Alessandro started this about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Get out, right? Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's nice that it's being picked up by international comic press like Bleeding Cool.
It's great.
But I honestly do want to say that, you know, in your area, local comic book shops, I guarantee any larger metropolitan area, there'll be at least one shop or two that has the same thing.
Or does it's something great. Similar in giving back to the community.
Yeah, and it's all about giving back to the community.
And you know what? I got to tell our listening audience that in – all honesty, Walt did not tell me about this. I found this on my own. It wasn't trying to be a plug for his store or anything like that. This was strictly I was looking for news items to talk about for this week's comic culture, and I happened to stumble upon this. So
but
you know what? Awesome.
But I hope you did notice before the show when you talked about it. I go, yeah, Chris, by all means, talk about
yeah,
it.
Go on Bleeding Cool.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to the other sites, but make sure you go on Bleeding Cool. And by the way, here's that bottle of 18-year-old scotch that I've been promising you.
Yeah, because let's be honest. Before every show, Chris, you come to me and say, what dirt do you have on Walt?
Yeah,
let's try and burn him down to the ground right now.
So true.
And
not this week.
We have this.
Apparently not this week.
Yeah, so true. All right, well, you know what? Let's have a quick musical interlude here while we're talking about that scotch you're going to give me later on. And, Shecky, you got some fun?
It'll be quite the opposite of what Walt and he's trying to do, but it's Born Loser.
Born Loser. I like that. Let's hear that.
Me some Krantz. Hey, I dedicate that piece of Krantz. I dedicate that piece of Krantz to my homie Steve from Comic Asylum. A Krantz fan. You know what? When we had them on the show, I have to give a shout out to Steve and Vaughn. But when we had them on the show a month ago, the fact that this guy was just a Krantz head.
Yeah, he knew it.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Yeah.
I was in love with him at that moment. Steve, I don't mean it that way. Steve? Not in the Iceman way.
No. In the purely man.
Arnold way.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
If that's a way. Right.
Yes.
He's a big Kranz head, and I'm a big Kranz head. We're all big Kranz heads.
Yep,
so
yep,
that
yep.
one.
Love it.
That one.
Love
that
it.
One's out Steve.
I like it. I like it. All right. Listen, Shecky, do we got anything for Industry News Part 2?
Absolutely, Chris. Industry News Part 2 brought to you by Netflix Original Series, because when you've got that day of nothing ahead of you, all you need is 13 episodes to get you through the day without going crazy.
So true.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that in a second. But before we get to Daredevil, I want to talk about, earlier in the show we were talking about things to invest in, Walt.
Yeah.
Now, Secret Wars, which isn't even out yet,
right,
is sold out. From Diamond Distributing.
Right. Yes.
So it's going to go to a second printing.
Yes.
Darth Vader number 4 is going to a second printing.
Yes.
Max Ride First Flight is going to a second, is a duo number 1 is going to second printing.
Mm-hmm.
Rick and Morty for the 13th of May is going to second printing. All these different books are going to a second printing.
Yeah.
And they're not even out yet.
That's wonderful.
So are these books that people should be investing in?
Tough to say.
And my second question to that is...
Oh, so you won't even let me answer
hold,
the
just
one.
Hold the phone.
All right.
Do they invest in the one that they're trying to get that is going to the second printing, or do they go to the... So do they invest in the first printing, or do they invest in the second printing, or both? Or either of them?
Either. I would say always invest in the first printing, unless the second printing... I don't know. You know,
but
that's
on.
Good. That's good. Second printings that I don't know of one second printing. And if you're listening and you can chime in on the comments or something, I don't know of one second printing that's worth more than the first printing. And I know what you're driving at because
right.
sometimes the second printing can only be, I don't know, like a tenth of the print.
Yeah, really
like
hard
that.
To find.
Yeah. But I can't recall one. You remember. Obama Spider-Man.
Yes.
You know, and then yeah. there was the second, and then the second had a little bit of traction for a while, but then it fell off, and then went back to the original,
so
right?
How so, many printing? Wait, hold, how many
I think it went to
that,
five. I think it went to five.
It was ridiculous how many printings
that
had.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, and then what? Of the five, was number 3 the scarcest of the printings?
Okay,
you know?
So this is my point. So, you know, second printings are obviously a much lower print run
mm-hmm.
than first printings.
Sometimes not. Sometimes it's just by complete surprise, and they just had to print twice as much. I think,
right.
I, you know, for example, like, you know, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yeah.
They went
yeah,
to second
yeah.
and third,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it's number one that's one that's astronomical in price,
right?
Right,
right.
So, again, I don't remember or know of any second printing that's worth more than the first. I would love proof or evidence or an email or something saying, hey,
yeah.
you know, this second printing is more,
yeah,
more
yeah,
than the
yeah.
first. So I would always go with the first printing
all right,
in
right.
terms of
collectability.
Thing. Yeah. You know, Shecky and I were enjoying a muffin together.
A muffler?
A muffler.
You guys do that together?
Yeah, this morning.
Yeah, nice.
And
once in a while.
Yeah.
We were actually talking
about... Is that what you guys
talk
about in bed? Or?
We were actually talking about... You know, Shecky, I told you not to talk to him.
Yeah. He has a way of pulling information out of me.
Man.
No, you eat the top.
The head of the muffin. It's the best part, really.
That's right, the top. Yeah,
I don't care about that. All,
oh,
I'm
that
looking at is, all I'm looking at is the bottom.
Love muffin tops. Yeah.
Okay, you threw me off here. I didn't expect that.
No.
So muffins. No, when we're talking about muffins.
Collectability of muffins.
Collectability of muffins. So Secret Wars. No, we were talking about, and it all has to do with continuity. Hear me out here.
I'm listening.
Here's the problem with continuity. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
There is no continuity anymore.
It really is
in series, in terms,
yeah.
of especially Marvel DC.
Yep.
So in the old days, continuity
it
bred
really mattered.
Collectability, right? You know, like you trace Spider-Man back to number one,
right.
and you know, Fantastic Four back to number one because they've been going for 30 years,
right? Right.
That kind
right.
of stuff,
yep,
right?
Yep.
But miniseries per se, by their nature, come and go. the big events, you know, the 8-part maxi series,
the
6-part mini series, or whatever the heck they are,
yep.
they come and they go.
Right.
And they're hot of the moment.
Right.
And then, you know, Secret Wars is replaced by Civil War, is replaced by Fear.
Whatever.
Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
So it's the,
there's always something.
The flavor of the month type of thing. Whereas, you know, the title, the flagship title, that, you know, that's the one that you collect because, you know, you can trace that back to number one.
Right.
So my original advice would be, you know, maybe not, you know, not invest in, say, Secret Wars number one because there's no continuity. But then I'm starting to think, I go, there's no continuity anyway.
Not anymore, no.
Right? So perhaps you collect the whole series.
Right. And you know what? Because you like it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, but you asked me from an investment perspective.
Okay, but, but you know what? Secret Wars number 8, the original Marvel superhero Secret Wars number 8, the first, you know, the quote-unquote sort of first appearance of the black costume.
And I say Spider-Man.
I say sort of because there was that thing with the, you know, it actually appeared afterwards, you know, when I'm talking about when it first appeared with. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but why can't a miniseries have a big book?
I mean, I hope that they mimic the original Secret Wars,
right?
And they plant in one of these 8 issues a something. Very important issue,
right? I hope so too.
Yeah,
I
like something
too.
That they've planned and that they've a big change.
Or,
I hope it's not a death. Please, not a death.
Or better yet, I would like that it's something that's some kind of important, but isn't realized that it's that important until later on.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Like
you know,
a plant.
Some sort of plant, because then it might become popular later on.
Right.
And that becomes the issue to buy. Right. That
yeah,
would be
yeah.
that would be ideal.
That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be cool. But I don't know. I mean, I'd like. I mean, I recommend. You know, Secret Wars. Just you know, pick up like you say, pick it up.
Yeah.
Because you love it.
Right.
But I have a feeling that like Marvel will. Put something important in one of the Secret War issues.
All right, fair enough. All right, listen. Speaking of a thing is important.
Mm.
Now, well, I know you're not. You're a busy man.
Yeah.
You've got 4 or 5 different empires to run.
I thought you say 4 or 5 kids.
Yeah, that you know of.
Ew.
The Marvel had released the Daredevil series, not this past weekend, but the weekend before through Netflix.
Yeah.
They released all 13 episodes. Netflix released all 13 episodes.
Yeah, I remember
all at once.
We talked about that last week. Yeah.
Which is great. I love that idea.
It sucks.
Because
it's
terrible. You just want to movie marathon it over the weekend.
Okay, hold on.
Anyway.
Beep, beep,
just beep.
Just back it up a minute here. I watched the whole series. I binged. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Neglected your cats. You just
and neglected everybody and myself. Yep. I didn't shower for days.
Yeah, your wife texted me.
Yeah.
I heard all
yeah,
about it.
Yeah. So I loved it. I thought it was a great series. Apparently, so does everybody else in the world because it's getting a second season.
Nice.
Marvel.com has announced that Marvel's Daredevil will return in 2016 for a second season on
that
Netflix.
That is fantastic.
Right. Mm.
That is payback for the Ben Affleck.
Exactly.
Thing, which I liked, by the way.
Which
I've told you I liked
yeah, well,
that 2003 yeah. Daredevil movie
I
thought was okay.
I think what it is just that Daredevil's finally getting its time because – like we've discussed on this show before, like a year ago, whatever, it was apparently the best, you know, critically, you know, received mm-hmm. comic, but like the poorest in terms of numbers and
yeah,
print
I know.
Because it's just it's not that character everyone wants can relate to.
Tough,
but it's got a great storyline and premise.
Oh,
and it's finally being presented in a way that the general populace loves.
Yeah, you know what? And case in point, Shecky actually makes a good point here.
Wait, I did? What did I
yeah,
say?
Yeah, just what you said.
Must have been a mistake.
Yeah, probably. My wife and I watched the series on the weekend. She had never heard of Daredevil before.
Right.
She's not the comic book geek that I am, obviously. Never heard of Daredevil. And, you know, after we watched the first couple episodes, you know, she kept on, okay, let's watch one more. Okay, let's watch one more.
Yeah.
Let's watch one more.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great series. There's a lot of talk about the fact that so 13 episodes long, up until about episode number 9 or 10, it's like amazing, fantastic, and then if you read some of the reviews, 10, 11, 12 are a little slower, and then 13 is great again, and I agree with that. You know
right.
what? I think it's a great series. It has a lot of legs. Not all that keen on the costume. I don't want to give too much away for people that haven't watched it yet.
I've seen the costume,
It's not the best. It doesn't really do justice to the comics, but I understand what they're getting at, and maybe I'm hoping that maybe in the second season they're going to adjust the costume a little bit. My point is, done. Daredevil has done very well, and I think this is a great start for the different series that Marvel had made that Netflix deal with, where they're going to release.
This is only the first of.
It's the only first because we've still got Iron Fist and Luke Cage and the Defenders, and I think there's one more. I can't remember what it is right now, but
is
it's
something like Cable
very
or
well.
Something. I don't know.
No, I don't remember what it is. It could be. I think it's. I think it's Jessica, one of the girls
Jessica
from Alias.
Lang.
Jessica Rabbit.
No, anyways, I can't remember what it is right now. Anyways, it's done very well. And honestly, Walt, you would like it.
Okay,
it's extreme. It is a little extreme. Mm-hmm. There are some episodes. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. There are some episodes that are very violent,
right.
Very very violent,
right.
Very gruesome. I thought almost to the point where I thought I was watching a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
It is a Netflix series. It is not meant to be a primetime, Gotham or Flash or Arrow type series. It's as one of my friends said, it makes Arrow look like Mickey Mouse.
Right.
It's a very dark, very gritty movie or a TV series.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, hey, listen, I think I'll check that out definitely because I'm just happy. I'm happy that Daredevil got a second season.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have a very quick musical interlude here. We always like to have at least three different songs going on here. So we're going
to
have a quick
to
musical.
To break things up.
I know. Just to break it up a bit. We're going to have one last little quick musical interlude, and then we'll continue on. Well, you got some lineup for
this one's a little bit of a tearjerker here, but why don't you just give a listen?
All right. Let's hear it.
No, misty-eyed.
Sad.
Okay, yeah, no, hold on.
What the hell was that, by the way?
That was Jurassic Park theme song. It was just somewhere in the middle. It's a lot of up downs and
I don't
it's
know. How was it a tearjerker?
It's a sad lullaby.
No, yeah, but it got me crying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chris, you got something in your eye there?
It's
cutting onions?
Allergies.
Yeah,
allergies,
okay. Yeah. I just have to explain just a little bit of something, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me nerd out for 45
nerd
seconds
out.
Here, okay?
Okay, we're going to
give you 15.
We're
that
counting.
Was the Jurassic Park theme song.
Uh-huh.
In case you didn't notice, I also played the Superman old school theme song and the Batman old school theme song.
Right.
My whole idea and premise behind music for this week, other than Krantz, of course, is you, Walt.
That's me.
All the trailers that have come out this past week, it's been jam-packed. The second Jurassic World trailer came out, which finally gave a little bit of an insight to the reveal of this genetic monster mutant dinosaur that even dinosaurs are fighting back against, which is great. The movie looked fantastic. The Batman Superman trailer has been fully released now after being leaked prematurely.
I hate leaks.
I hate premature.
Yeah. You got to plug up the leak.
Uh-huh.
but so we've got that to look forward to now. Avengers is coming out in, a week and
May
a half?
May the 1st, yep.
Yeah, a week and a half. And I have to talk about this. I have to get this off my mind. That is when the summer season really starts. It's exciting times. And you know what? Walter is going under the knife next week.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be MIA for about 2 weeks after this.
Yes,
so we're
going
to miss 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be able to talk about this while it's kind of just coming to a head. So I really wanted to give mention to all the great movies. This is when it starts. May 1st really
this is when
starts.
It starts.
This is when it starts.
That
when it starts.
That free
as
comic
soon as
book
it starts,
weekend,
I abandon you.
Know? Yeah. Yeah, that's about right.
That free no comic worries. Book day weekend really catapults into this. And I'm so excited as a fan, as a nerd, as a yuppie who will just throw
yuppie.
My money at
yuppie.
Marvel. I just throw my money at Marvel. Take my money,
hey,
please.
I yuppie. Throw my money at Marvel.
Yeah. Yuppie.
That's a song right there.
So
throw my money at Marvel.
Anyway, I just wanted to express where we're kind of moving into because the weather doesn't really show it today. But
can we get on with this love-in?
No. I want to check it and keep
coming.
Going.
I'm so excited
it's like,
for what's
it's
coming.
It's like when I try to tell my son, you know, my one of my sons, okay, why is there so much traffic, Dad? Well, I go, well, because there's a wreck up ahead, and everybody wants to look at it. They can't take their eyes off of it. That's why we're bogging down right now. I can't take my eyes off of Shecky right now.
We're not bogging, okay?
We're not bogging.
We're catapulting. We're speeding ahead.
Yo, can Mary, why are you bogging?
I want to talk about one last thing.
All right.
One last thing.
Should we let him?
Hasn't he talked enough?
No, we'll give him one more. Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead.
Hot topic.
Hot topic.
I got a hot topic for you.
Yo.
You know what my hot topic is?
Butter.
Hot topic.
Hot topic.
The hot topic is hot topic.
Nice.
Hot topic.
So what you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm crashing and burning here, huh, Walt?
Go okay. Ahead.
The hot topic here is the hot topic. It's a store called Hot Topic.
Mm.
And Hot Topic is a big chain that's in all the different malls all over North America.
Right.
And they are unleashing Avengers fashion. Let me just get my piece of paper here.
A piece of what?
Got a piece of paper.
Piece of paper.
Paper.
Okay. Yeah.
So I printed off the. So basically. Hot Topic is going to come up with fashion designs based on the Avengers movies. So now all of a sudden, you can get your girlfriend or your wife or whoever, your mistress.
Yo, girlfriend.
To dress in fashion that is Avengers related.
Yeah, how's that going to fly there, Owen?
You know what?
Honey.
It depends on your point.
Depends.
So honey, just in time for the movie.
I have this... What's the Avengers girl name?
Which one?
Black Widow.
Black Widow. Yeah. Thank you. I have this Black Widow outfit. I like it. You pervert! Get away from me.
Okay, so this collection is going to feature designs based on this girl named Amy Beth Christensen and Andrew McLean, and they're the winners of last year's Her Universe fashion show at the San Diego Comic-Con, and this is going to have dresses and jackets and all these different designs inspired by Captain America, Black Widow, Iron Man, Loki, and Thor.
Right.
So. There's skirts and outfits all kind of related to and inspired by the Avengers Age of Ultron.
I love it. Now, Chris.
Yes.
In pop culture and in TV and stuff and comics and pop culture, what's your favorite kind of, sexy kind of outfits ever worn in pop culture? You know what mine are? Is the yeoman on the old Star Trek.
Oh yeah, right.
So
yeah, those,
that was the ultra late '60s miniskirts. Those gals look pretty good.
Yeah, and you know what?
Nurse Chapel. I liked that.
You know, that Barbarella kind of Buck Rogers
kind of a cool time, I guess. But
You know what? But these are pretty cool.
These. Yeah, you printed this off. So what's the website called?
So I just printed this from I can't remember.
Hot Topic.
Well, Hot Topic is the store.
Okay, so Hot Topic. You Google it.
So Hot Topic, you can go to a Hot Topic store. I believe there's one like in almost every major mall.
Yeah.
And you go to them. And you they know this is all coming out, so you can actually go and pre-order the different outfits that you want, and so you can dress like, for example, here.
Chris, do they have plus size?
I think so.
Nice.
So for example, here they've got there's a couple dresses that have like Captain America and Loki kind of styles on it, and there's one that has the fishnets Iron Man.
All right, so Hot Topic, check that out. Hey, listen, we're almost out of time. We have to take the last minute of the show to remind everybody that we will be off next week. Please, I mean, this is the most important thing we'll tell you ever. Free Comic Book Day is coming. Go out and support your local comic book shop on Free Comic Book Day. They're depending on you, the comic book fan and patron and casual, maybe even interest person, to go in and just enjoy that day.
And it's free.
Yeah, and it's free, and they're giving you stuff for free, and they're going to maybe even give you food for free. I don't know. They're just going to do a lot of stuff for you that day. So check – I don't know where you go. You go online, local comic shop locator, something like that. Check out where in your area a local comic book shop is. May 2nd, Saturday.
Yep.
Visit them and support them on Free Comic Book Day.
Love it. All right, listen. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Go ahead.
No, that's just comic culture is produced by Shecky Feldstein, engineered by yourself, Chris Owen. We're always on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, comicbookdaily.com, and getthepointradio.com.
And please go out and support your local comic book retailer and have yourself a great day.